in December of 2020, federal agents knocked on military veteran Jeremy Brown's door and asked him to be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups involving a January event. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, went public with it, and the feds have been after him ever since. After an illegal search of his home 3 years ago, the same federal agents who Jeremy exposed on video allegedly found unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents. As a result, Jeremy Brown was sentenced to federal prison. While there, he filed for an appeal, which included evidence proving that federal agents planted the unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents during their search. Last January, he went public with this information. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years. And yet, there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. His appeal was granted, but Jeremy has been kept from his lawyer, and the crooked U.S. justice system hopes to silence him in the D.C. gulag. His trial is tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. in Washington, D.C. Go there if you can, and support Jeremy Brown as he exposes the truth about January 6th.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to testify to the truth and the reality of January 6th and my involvement, not only with the Oath Keepers, but also my involvement with the federal government as they attempted to recruit me prior to the January 6th event, unbeknownst to me at the time, but of course it became very clear after the events of January 6th what had happened. So they know this. They know that I have a recording of this, and they do not want my story to get out there. And I've made it very widely known that I'm utilizing this opportunity to get on the stand in a misdemeanor trial to make the truth known to the American people on the record, under oath. All right. So the government is doing everything that they possibly can to prevent me from doing that. And their main thing is to interrupt my ability to prepare for trial, to move me into a controlled environment known as the D.C. gulag, or what's also known as the D.C. federal jail.
Support Jeremy Brown in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, September 4th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.